Nearly 3,000 Americans would die in those brutal attacks of September 11, 2001. But in the finest traditions of this great country, there would also be many heroes that day, ordinary men and women put in extraordinary situations, doing extraordinary acts of heroism,
proclaiming God's love and truth for you and your family. Wonder Lake Bible Church.
No doubt we all remember where we were 10 years ago this morning. We not only remember where we were, but remember what we were doing when we heard the news that America had come under attack. Nearly 3,000 Americans would die in those brutal attacks of September 11, 2001. But in the finest traditions of this great country, there would also be many heroes that day, ordinary men and women put in extraordinary situations, doing extraordinary acts of heroism. Ordinary men and women, and we might say then, dare we, ordinary heroes. I'm going to talk today about some of those ordinary heroes. Our scripture passage is going to be in Hebrews 11, chapter 32 through chapter 12, verse 3. But before we get to that passage, I want to take a moment then, or take some time here to reflect upon those events and the ordinary heroes who emerged from those events. It was on the morning of September 11th, 2001. There were 280 million Americans who began their day as they would any other day. Millions of them woke up that day. Perhaps they hit the snooze button a time or two. Anybody do that from time to time or every time? But eventually they got out of bed, they showered, they got dressed, they ate breakfast, and then they headed out to start their day. Some of them went to work. Some of them boarded airplanes that were bound for San Francisco and Los Angeles. Some were traveling for business, others traveling for pleasure. And some of those millions who went to work at the World Trade Center. Others went to work at the Pentagon. But for nearly 3,000 of those millions of Americans, sadly, it would be their last day of life on this earth as they would fall in a massive, vicious terrorist attack on our country. For every American, and for many others around the world, it would indeed be a day unlike any other day. This day would powerfully impact them. And dare I say, it would profoundly and powerfully impact each of us here in this room as well. Impact us in every way, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, even physically. And among the nearly 3,000 who died that day, many were heroes. And they were ordinary heroes. Now, there was certainly nothing ordinary about their heroic acts. No, but they were ordinary in that they were men and women just like you and me. Ordinary men and women going about their lives, going to work, traveling for business, going to see friends or relatives. Ordinary men and women who would become heroes. Heroes, we throw that term out quite a bit, don't we? What do we mean by that? What is a hero? Well, there's one definition of hero that says this. It says that a hero is a person noted for feats of courage or nobility of purpose, especially when one has risked or sacrificed his or her life. Feats of courage, nobility of purpose, risked or sacrificed his or her life. Yes, there were many heroes that day. And we're here this morning to remember them. And we're here to remember all those who died that day and to honor them. And we're here to vow that we will never forget. that we shall continue to honor them in our hearts for our remaining days. We vow that we will instruct younger generations in what happened that day. We will tell them how hundreds of Americans rose to the challenge and joined the ranks of ordinary heroes that day. They willingly gave their lives to save the lives of their fellow human beings. These men and women arose and said, "No, we will not go quietly into that long good night." And some of them said to the terrorists, "No, we will fight you. We will not allow you to complete your evil design." And these were ordinary men and women, ordinary heroes. It was a beautiful September morning, not unlike this morning today. But that morning was seemingly an ordinary day in America. But suddenly, out of nowhere, an ordinary day would become historic. At 7:58 a.m. Eastern Time, United Airlines Flight 175 departs Boston for Los Angeles, carrying 56 passengers, two pilots and seven flight attendants. And the Boeing 767 is hijacked after takeoff and diverted to New York. 1 minute later, American Airlines Flight 11 departs Boston for Los Angeles, carrying 81 passengers, two pilots and nine flight attendants. The Boeing 767 is hijacked and diverted to New York. 2 minutes after that, United Airlines Flight 93, a Boeing 757 carrying 38 passengers, two pilots and five flight attendants, leaves Newark, New Jersey for San Francisco. And then at 8:10 a.m., American Airlines Flight 77 departs Washington's Dulles International Airport for Los Angeles, carrying 58 passengers, two pilots, and four flight attendants. And the Boeing 757 is hijacked after takeoff. It was at 8:46 a.m. Eastern when American Flight 11 from Boston crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. At 9:03 a.m., United Flight 175 from Boston crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. At 9:45, American Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon. And at 10:05 a.m., the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed. Just 5 minutes later, news came that United Flight 93 had crashed in a wooded area in Pennsylvania near Shanksville, after passengers there had confronted the hijackers. And then at 10:28 a.m., the North Tower at the World Trade Center collapsed. You know, there were many heroes that morning at the World Trade Center in New York City, including 343 New York City firefighters who would give their lives. These heroes were civilians. They were NYPD. They were Port Authority personnel. And of course, FDNY, the Fire Department of New York. 343 gave their lives. One of the civilian heroes of that day was a man named Frank D. Martini. Frank was a World Trade Center building engineer, and he used his knowledge of the building's layout to guide 77 people out of the wreckage of the upper floors. And after leading those 77 people to safety, he traveled back up to the 91st floor to try to help more. But he was never seen again. One of the ordinary heroes at the Pentagon was Lieutenant Colonel Ted Anderson. He carried two of the injured away from the burning building, and then he re-entered the smoke-filled Pentagon through a broken window to drag out two more injured employees, one whose clothes were on fire. Anderson kicked open an interior door and, with the help of two others, carried a woman out of the building and boosted her through the broken window. And then back inside a dark corridor, Anderson said he saw a flash go by. and realized that a man's clothes were on fire. He tackled the employee and rolled him on the ground to extinguish the flames and then helped the burn victim out through the window. United Flight 93 had left Newark, New Jersey that morning headed for San Francisco when it was hijacked and diverted back toward Washington, D.C. Through phone calls placed after the hijacking, the passengers and the flight attendants learned of the attacks in New York City and Washington. And they realized that they were next. But in an incredible act of courage, they decided that they would not allow the terrorists to succeed. And they would attempt to take back control of the airplane or else die trying. Come what may, they were not going to let the terrorists fly that plane into its intended target, believed to be either the U.S. Capitol building or the White House. And those heroic passengers did indeed succeed in preventing the plane from crashing into its intended target. But sadly, as we know, it crashed instead into a field outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Tom Burnett, Mark Bingham, Jeremy Glick, Todd Beamer were some of those who helped stop that plane. The last thing Todd Beamer was heard to say was, "Are you guys ready? Okay, let's roll." Of all the heroes that day, perhaps one of the hardest hit groups was the family that is the FDNY. 343 firefighters gave their lives to save thousands of others. And it has been described as the single greatest rescue operation in firefighting history. And among the hundreds of heroic firefighters were the men of 10 House, FDNY Engine 10 and Ladder 10. 10 House is the fire station that was directly across the street from the World Trade Center. Six men from 10 House gave their lives that day: Lieutenant Greg Atlas, Captain James Corrigan, Lieutenant Stephen Harold, Firefighter Jeffrey Olson, Firefighter Paul Pansini, and Firefighter Sean Tallon. One firefighter from 10 House named John tells the story of what happened that day. The New York Post reports, "Talking has been like therapy to me," John says. "I was working with the guys who were lost that day. I knew them. I knew their personalities. I wasn't doing anything special." John was in the kitchen having breakfast when the first plane hit. He says, "We ran out there. Sean Tallon was only 11 months on the job. He was a kid, a great kid, a real go-getter, and I said, 'Sean, stay close to me. We're going to see a lot of bad stuff today.' And as soon as we got out on the apron, there were already bodies on the street. And it was horrific," John says. "We were the first responders, pulling in right in front of the North Tower when a gentleman came out of the lobby engulfed in flames. And John, who was the driver, slammed on the brakes. He grabbed a blanket and he tackled the man as another firefighter put water on the victim. The victim was put in the first ambulance on the scene. By the time I was done with this gentleman," John says, "my team had already started making their way into the building. And after entering the lobby, his officer, Lieutenant Harrell, calmly ordered John to go into the courtyard to check out the extent of the fire. The entire North Tower was on fire from what looked like the 80th floor," John recalls. "You have to understand, we loved the towers. These were our babies. Then I hear from 2 World Trade Center, 'Go back to your desks. The fire department is on the scene.' So I run over to the revolving door and I tell everybody to get out of these buildings. I don't know what's happening, but I know it's bad. People were jumping to their deaths. And they were not jumping one or two at a time, but 20 or 30 at a time." In In closing, John says, I'm not going to leave this house. The terrorists wanted to break our spirit, but that's not going to happen. I'll be here to tell the stories. I'll watch the new buildings get built. I'll take in the new firefighters. If the guys need me, I'll be there for them. And when John sees the house together at a social function like the upcoming firefighters' softball championship, I feel proud, he says. And he should, because Ten House is still standing. There were many ordinary heroes that day, and there have been many since the events of that day. And they are the men and women of our armed forces. One of these ordinary heroes is Army Staff Sergeant Salvatore Gunta. He received the Congressional Medal of Honor, which is the highest decoration a member of the U.S. Armed Forces can receive. The official report on him says this: while under heavy enemy fire, Specialist Gunta immediately sprinted towards cover and engaged the enemy. Seeing that the squad leader had fallen and believing that he had been injured, Specialist Gunta exposed himself to withering enemy fire and raced towards his squad leader, helped him to cover, and administered medical aid. And while administering first aid, enemy fire struck Specialist Gunta's body armor and his secondary weapon. And without regard to the ongoing fire, Specialist Gunta engaged the enemy before prepping and throwing grenades, using the explosions for cover in order to conceal his position. Attempting to reach additional wounded fellow soldiers that were separated from the squad, Specialist Gunta and his team encountered a barrage of enemy fire that forced them to the ground. The team continued forward, and upon reaching the wounded soldiers, Specialist Gunta realized that another soldier was still separated from the element. Specialist Gunta then advanced forward on his own initiative. And as he crested the top of a hill, he observed two insurgents carrying away an American soldier. And he immediately engaged the enemy, killing one and wounding the other. And upon reaching the wounded soldier, he began to provide medical aid as his squad caught up and provided security. Specialist Gunta's unwavering courage, selflessness, and decisive leadership while under extreme enemy fire were integral to his platoon's ability to defeat an enemy ambush and recover a fellow American soldier from the enemy. Specialist Salvatore Gunta's extraordinary heroism and selflessness above and beyond the call of duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, Company B, 2nd Battalion Airborne, 503rd Infantry Regiment, and the United States Army. Many heroes that day, many heroes since then. We've been praying for our nation. It's always appropriate to pray for our nation, but I think on a day like this especially, we need to pray for this nation, to pray for the families of those who lost loved ones on that day, certainly. But I think also, though, to pray that God will bring a great revival to this nation, to his church. Revival is something that happens in the church. And it's when it happens in the church then that God uses revival among his people then to reach out to hurting and lost people. Let's pray for that. Pray for revival in his church. Pray that this nation would see the error of its ways and things that where we have drifted and realize again that we need God. I wonder, would one of you like to lead us in prayer for this nation? Amen. Ordinary heroes that day, ordinary heroes on the battlefield. You know, the fact is there are heroes, ordinary heroes all around us right here in this community. These are heroes who give of themselves, who put their own lives at risk, endanger themselves to watch out for others, to care for others, to come to them in the hour of their greatest need. A chief of the fire station often has said, you know, when talking to the firefighters, saying, remember always that when you are dealing with someone, whatever the situation may be, there's a good chance you are dealing with them on the worst day of their life. So remember that. Be sensitive to that. So some of these ordinary heroes then that are in our community are found in the ranks of the firefighters and the police officers. And in fact, one of those ordinary heroes in this community is right here among us now. I know he probably won't like the attention, but one of these heroes is Greg Mealing right here. Greg, will you stand up for just a moment? Thank you. He volunteers as the safety officer with the Wonder Lake Fire Department. And it's something to watch him in action, keeping an eye over all his guys, making sure that everyone comes home safe. So there are many heroes right here in our community, and we need to remember them and support them with our prayers. Let's take a moment to watch this and reflect upon what these everyday, ordinary heroes do for us. Let's take a moment then to pray for these heroes, these local heroes right here in Wonder Lake. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the work that these men, these brave men and women do, that come to our aid 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never knowing what situation they might be walking into, what they might be facing. God, we pray for your strength for them. We pray for your blessing and your protection upon them. Give them wisdom and compassion, Lord. Give them strength and sensitivity. Protect them, Lord, from tragedy and undue and unnecessary danger. Especially pray, Lord, for our firefighter chief, Chief Skip Sorensen, and Assistant Chief Mike Weber, for their service to this community. Protect them, Lord, and bless them. Thank you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, there have been countless ordinary heroes in the history of God's people. Consider the words of the writer of the letter to the Hebrews. He says this, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samsa, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith. And yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. And therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Been talking about ordinary heroes, but there we saw an extraordinary hero. These ordinary heroes among God's people found their strength and their hope in an extraordinary hero. This extraordinary hero is a one of a kind. They're none like him. The Lord Jesus Christ is the extraordinary hero who calls us to follow him. He calls us to take up our crosses and follow him. He calls us to lay down our lives in service to him. He tells us to live for him, and he alone is worthy of our full devotion. He alone gives life eternal. He alone gives strength and peace for today. You know, as the debris was beginning to be cleared from the site of the World Trade Center, one of the workers came across this 20-foot section of two steel beams, which bear the design and the proportions of a traditional Christian cross. A man who was there told the story of that. He says the crosses were discovered on September 13th in the remains of 6 World Trade Center by rescuers who were searching for survivors. The rescuers came upon a cavern beneath the rubble, inside which they found 4 crosses standing upright. Later, the cavern would become known as God's House, as both Christian and non-Christian workers would go there to be ministered to during the search. And one of the crosses, which stands 20 feet tall and is made up of steel beams, spent the last 5 years outside a nearby church. But in late July, it was moved to the Memorial Museum. And God willing, that is going to remain in that memorial museum. The sight of that cross brought extraordinary peace and comfort to the workers and to the family members of those killed in the attacks. Where was God on September 11th? He was there. He was present among all who would turn to him. He is sovereign over the affairs of men, even as we humans use our precious and powerful gift of choice to devastating effect. He is ever present to rescue from eternal death, to comfort, to guide, and cheer, to bring hope. There is no greater name than the name of Jesus Christ. He is our extraordinary hero. Let's pray. Lord, again, we lift up those grieving this day as they reflect upon their losses. God, we pray for your peace and your comfort for them. God, we pray that you would use even this terrible tragedy to draw many men and women and young people to yourself, even now, these years later. We again pray, Lord, that you would do a mighty work of revival in your church in this nation. Help us, Lord, to turn away from wrong things, idolatrous things, to remember that you and you alone are worthy of our worship and heart's affections. Thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of terrible disaster, tragedy, that you are there. That you are there to bring comfort and life eternal and hope. You, Lord Jesus Christ, are our extraordinary hero, and we give you praise today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.